Heyo, and here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. I am your host, Mr. Brett Podcast, and I am super pleased today to welcome a guest, an ultra-talented musician on the show today. He's got a new album, a new EP from his band, The New Regime, but as well, he plays with Angels and Airwaves. He's drummed with Nine Inch Nails. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, this is talent for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Ilan Rubin, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Always love talking to talented people and new people. And you know, you with all the instruments that you play, it's really amazing.
Well, thank you very much. It's the result of not having a life when I was younger.
Well, it's, you know, it's good to know at least that not having a life got you someplace in the future, so.
Yeah, and that was my choice, by the way. It's just always what I really enjoyed doing, where my interests went. You know, I would just pick up an instrument, let's say drums to begin with, at around 7 or 8 years old, but I would have this obsessive need to keep learning and play more, and that carried on to the other instruments that I picked up. So when I got the guitar, it was very much the same thing, learning songs, exercises, scales, whatever it was, and then that carried on to the piano and bass and so on and so forth. So whatever it was musically, I just had that thirst for it.
No, and I think that's really cool, because it's always one of those questions, like, you know, I guess when it really occurred to you that you were able to pick up an instrument so quickly?
Well, when I started playing the drums, my dad recognized that I had a natural talent for it. I had some rhythm because they were his drums. He was a drummer when he was in high school. And drums were set up in the garage, and I had two older brothers who had already started dabbling. But when I got behind the drum set and kind of started hitting around, realized that I was doing it musically. I wasn't just making noise. And that was the first thing, and I suppose the assumption was that I had a natural talent for the drums. But as I got better and better at those, my older brothers gravitated towards other instruments, them being bass and guitar. So when I picked up the guitar and my brother taught me my first riff or whatever it was, and I picked it up quickly, that same thing happened where I could do it, and then I just wanted to learn another one and another one. And then as soon as you're able to start kind of experimenting on your own with an instrument, that's when you can really take off, in my opinion. You know, you learn your first thing, you learn something else, but then when you kind of just see how the instrument works and you can start coming up with your own things or learning things by ear, I think that's what's most important. And when I made that realization on the guitar, it was, like I said, the very same thing. I just wanted to keep learning more and more and more. So, yeah, that's how that happened.
Yeah, I kind of understand that. There's moments even, like, in other things that I've done where like, I don't really understand something, but then something will just click and it'll be a moment of realization, like you say, and it just kind of falls into place from there, like just like the framework of everything will fall into place.
Exactly.
So let's talk about The New Regime. So it's an EP called Heart, and it's the first part. Mm-hmm. So Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul. So that's coming out September 6th, super quick.
So, you know, I know the sort of rollout for this album seems to be a little confusing for people, but basically what's happening is I've written a longer than usual album called Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul. Now, it's in 16 songs, so what we decided to do is rather than put everything out in one day and say, here it is, and expect people to kind of dig through everything, we've split up those 16 songs into quarters, so Heart will be its own 4 songs. Mind, body, soul, you get the point. So the first 4 songs in Heart will be coming out Friday, September 6th, and then another month and a half, a couple months, the next 4 will come out. And we just thought this would be better to put music out in chunks because it makes it a little easier for people to digest the music, just because everyone's always on the go. Everyone listens to music very sporadically. And, you know, the idea of somebody sitting down and listening to 16 songs for the first time just seems, I don't know, I wouldn't say daunting, but it just seems like you're expecting a lot from a public who may not really be into setting the time aside to just sit down and listen to music. People are always listening to music while they're doing something else, I feel. So by drip-feeding it four songs at a time, the hope is that people really give those four songs the attention, enjoy them, listen to them over and over again, and then when the new stuff comes out a couple months later, they're ready to do the same thing. Listen to those four, enjoy them, so on and so forth, so that by the time the entire album is out, they have digested everything. So when Soul comes out, those EPs will pretty much disappear, and you'll be left with the entire album, Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's a really fantastic way of looking at it, especially the way, like you say, people digest music now. I mean, it's become so much of a singles world instead of an albums world that yeah, I think doing it four songs at a time probably will be a helpful thing.
Yeah, and you're completely right in terms of the single versus albums, which, you know, I'm not going to try to change. It's not the way I grew up and the way I listen to music, but at the same time, I feel like one song at a time isn't really enough. Unless you're a massive band and people are just salivating for that one single, you know, I feel like I need to provide more than that, because one song's fine, but, you know, what is this band that people probably haven't heard of all about? Is it just this one song? It's like, no, there's more to offer than that. There are many dimensions to it. So as opposed to having one song, I feel like you can really make a statement in four and keep making that statement over and over again every couple months with another batch of four songs.
Yeah, no, really, really cool idea. I look forward to hearing how it works out overall. I got a chance to listen to it early, and I think it's excellent. I really like You Can
Thank
Be
you.
Whoever You Want to Be. That's probably my favorite on the album.
Awesome. Thank you.
So what?
I appreciate that.
When you're doing the music, and especially when you're doing it, you know, yourself, like what do you go in with first? How do you kind of like process creating a song?
Well, it all starts with an initial idea that comes from experimentation and kind of just strumming around on a guitar or playing some chords at a piano, whatever it may be. There are some times where I will just experiment with other instruments, and these sounds will inspire something. And that did happen on a few songs on this album, none of which you heard yet, but those three ways are how songs are usually born. And what happens is when something's captured my attention enough and I feel like, okay, this is a good enough idea to pursue into completing a song, I will then finish it. And as I'm finishing it, and I'm still talking about the bare bones writing of it, the chord structure, melody. So as I'm doing that, in my head, I'm pretty much coming up with the vibe and picturing what the final product will sound like in terms of what the drums will be doing and what kind of additional instrumentation I'd like to add, any sort of synths or effects, and what kind of harmonies. So as I'm piecing together each part, so let's say it's ready to record them in the studio, I will start with a drum track. Once the drum track's there, I'll move on to rhythm guitar. As I'm doing the rhythm guitar, I may have an idea for something else eventually. Then I'll move on to the bass. If there's any piano, I'll do that. And as I'm doing these other things, like I said, these sort of glimpses of ideas start appearing. And by the time I record the vocals, the ideas for the harmonies start popping in. And then at that point, I just have some bells and whistles to add, and that's that. You know, it's never really a big head scratcher in terms of what I'm going to do to finish the song. But what does often happen is when I have completed what I thought would be the final result, I feel like, you know what, this isn't quite complete. And then there will be a bit of experimentation with the bells and whistles, like I said, until I think the song is at 100%, and then I'll move on and do it again.
When you say bells and whistles, like what kind of additional things do you work on? Like, is that like production aspects, different instruments, that kind of thing, everything like that?
Yeah, production aspects, but I guess the term production these days is very different depending on who you're talking to. If it's somebody who's maybe in the pop world or somebody who's in hip hop or whatever, maybe they may view production as one thing, but I view it as just those final textures that kind of round something out. So let's say something feels a little bit empty, but I've already got a guitar, two going bass drums, maybe a keyboard, vocal rolls. You know, what are the elements there that wouldn't be getting in the way but would help fill out the sound? That could be some subtle synth textures. It could be some sequences. It could be some production. It could be scrapping or re-recording one of those rhythm guitars with a different effect, you know, different fuzz or distortion trying to round out the sonics of everything. But that's pretty much it. It's just a little bit of, okay, what's missing here? Is it something in the low end, something in the mid, something in the high, and then figuring out what I could do to round that out without kind of interfering with what's already there. Now, of course, a lot of what I'm saying could be dealt with in mixing, but I like to try to have everything as complete before it gets to the mixing process.
Oh, that's cool. Well, one of the interesting things that I've talked to with a lot of bands is about album sequencing, and I think in your case, that's even more important given that you're releasing it in chunks of four. So when you were sequencing the album, like was it difficult to choose the four that went into each segment?
Well, here's what I'm really looking forward to. It's twice the effort and a bit of a pain in the ass, but I think what's cool is that the EPs will have their own sequencing, but when the entire album is out, I will have everything resequenced in a way that I feel gives you the best album listening experience. So, you know, A Way to Feel Again won't be the first song, and the other songs may not be 2, 3, and 4. It'll be somewhere else amongst the 16.
Oh, that's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you're listening to something as four songs, what's right for that would be completely different than listening to something as 16 songs.
Exactly, because I definitely know how I want to open the album and what song that will be. But it may not have been the best, here's the newest music from the new regime. You know, it's a bit different. And although A Way to Feel Again is different, it makes a different kind of statement because it's up-tempo, it's very dynamic, it's a little more to the point, whereas the way I'm going to start the album when it's all out is more of a mood setter.
Now, is that something that you kind of were looking for with this new album, basically, to kind of branch out and go a little bit of a different direction with the new regime? Or is that just a organic process?
It's an organic process. I mean, I always, from the very beginning, my first album, Coup, for example, I wrote 10 songs of the first 10 songs that I had written. And I made sure that each one of those songs was a different stylistic door that I could step through in the future. You know, I didn't want anybody to think, okay, this is what the new regime is, because I think that gets boring. And if your fan base isn't expecting something new or different, then what's the point? You get pigeonholed and it becomes boring very quickly. So as a result of that, I never wanted to repeat myself and always wanted to write different songs than the ones that I had already written previously. I just naturally have to write something different or else I won't be excited by it. So everything is a constant evolution. And I guess there's, you know, like a linear link from the very first song written up until the last song I'd written for this album. You know, if you put everything in a row, but it's always a process of writing something that is different to anything else I've done. Now, of course, you'll have common links, and you'll have stylistic threads in common, but like I said, the song has to be different or unlike something I've done to really be pursued into an actual song itself, because if it isn't, I'm just not inspired by it. I don't really see the point.
No, that makes perfect sense. So before we go, I wanted to ask you quickly, because you're doing double duty on tour right now with Angels and Airwaves. Yes. So how does that work, and how was the first show?
First show was really great. Unfortunately, I had a day off today. I was really excited to kind of just get on that roll. But it was a lot of fun. Honestly, it's no additional strain doing two sets. In fact, I prefer it, because I do my thing with the new regime, and then 15 minutes later, I'm on stage again playing drums. And by the time I do that, I'm already loose and warmed up and just ready to enjoy, you know, playing for another hour and a half. So it's a lot of fun. It's everything else that's kind of crazy, just pulling me and everything between, you know, loading in, getting the gear up, getting the gear off, changing, playing with set, making sure everything's back and ready to go. And, you know, we have some lights and stuff that we're looking over in the new regime. And it's a very different experience as opposed to being to, you know, part of a bigger band that has everything taken care of and an expansive crew who each has their job, whereas with the new regime, it's literally the three of us with the gracious help of guys on the Angels crew, but it's still very much three guys getting everything together and, you know, making the best of it. But it's really great. I love playing with these guys, and I'm grateful to Tom and the other guys at Angels for allowing it. It was just the best way of supporting the new music that I have coming out and supporting the new music that Angels has coming out, and it being the first tour in 7 years and getting to do everything all at once. So far it's been great, and I think it's only going to get better.
Well, that's awesome, and I do hope that you have a great tour. It looks like an awesome show, and I do wish you all the best. Quickly tell the folks where they can find the new regime and all the new albums.
Excellent. So, yeah, TheNewRegime.com is where you can find the new regime, but you can also find the new regime, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever. And make sure you have Za in there, because the new regime may provide some results that I'm unaware of. So it's that new regime, and of course, anything in terms of Instagram, Twitter, all the same, Facebook. But you can also find me personally, Ilan Rubin, ILANRUBIN. I'm always posting about new regime, what's going on. But yeah, the new regime and Ilan Rubin is where you'll find everything.
Well, Ilan, thank you so much for coming on the show. I absolutely appreciate it. You're a fascinating guest, and hopefully we get a chance to talk again in the future. And I recommend everybody listen to Heart on September 6th and Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul once it's all out. I'm looking forward to it myself. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much, and sorry for the interruption.
No trouble at all. Have a great rest of your day, and all the best in the future.
Thank you. Take care. Likewise.
All right. Goodbye. Bye.